Hi.
Facebook says a bug that operated between May 29th and June 5th may have unblocked your blocked list. Facebook says as many as 800,000 users may have been affected. It's the second bug in a month for the social media platform. In June, a bug caused about 14 million users to post publicly, regardless of their settings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
Andrew Lumish is known as the Good Cemeterian. What he does in the Tampa, Florida area is without a lot of fanfare or attention. He carefully restores veterans' gravestones that have just been blackened by the elements or decades of neglect. He talked about how he got started on this project.
So many veteran monuments were in really poor condition. I began to research on how to properly restore monuments, and I purchased the proper products, learned the process, and began practicing.
As Lemish begins the process of cleaning the gravestone, he also likes to learn a little bit about each veteran's personal story, which you can check out if you'd like on his Facebook page, The Good Cemeterian.
Now, we don't only talk about their service. We talk about their lives from the day they were born until their last day on earth. We are delving into that person's life so that we can respectfully tell what that person went through.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. One of my call it a think tank. I don't like calling things. I don't like that phrase. But anyway, the Cato Institute, which is a, you want to call it a libertarian think tank, call it that. The studies that they have put out, I pay close attention to, and I've often cited in my columns that we've talked about here on the program, because they actually use math. Not magic, math. And they do a fantastic job in demonstrating just how ridiculous, how far off conventional wisdom is. I saw this piece this past week talking about income inequality. Or how shall I put it? Income equality. And I found it fascinating. Fascinating. Groundbreaking. Again, something that you're going to hear on this program. You're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to hear it in the mainstream media. Quite frankly, they don't want you to know. They've got their narrative. They've got their way of pitching something. Damn it if it's wrong. They don't care. That's the direction they're going. That's it. You know what's funny? I saw a survey this past week that only 25% of people trust the news today. That's it. 25%. That's it. You got 25% of people trusting the news media today, and they're still not changing the way that they do things. I had to think at some point in time, they're just going to say, we're going to need to shut these things down. CNN's ratings got beat this past week by the Food Network. Anyway, the rhetoric, the narrative that's been pitched about income inequality was the big issue, was the theme that was pushed by Hillary Clinton. She was the one that was going to break down and all the problems we had with income inequality. But it didn't work. And Donald Trump found himself the next president of the United States because of a massive shift in voting preference among lower, middle, and middle-income Americans. That led to the election. Okay, again, this is lower, middle, and middle-income Americans. That led to the election of the wealthiest president since George Washington. Now, the data will tell you why. How did this happen? Again, they're still scratching their heads on the mainstream media. You know what it was? It wasn't income inequality. It was income, wait for it, equality. What? What did you say, Markowski? Oh, you're nuts. You have no idea. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, everybody knows that income inequality is terrible here in this country, that it's awful. Oh, my God, they're super rich and the haves and the have-nots. Wait a second, all right? Hold on. If we're at a bar, and there's about, let's say, 100 people in the bar, and we have, we can break down income inequality. It's a bar, it's got blue-collar, white-collar workers. All of a sudden, Jeff Bezos walks into the bar. Then what happens to the numbers? Yeah. And we've got a bar that's got really extreme income inequality. Anyway, there's an analysis that, again, put together by the Cato Institute. And what it's basically saying is the people are more upset about rising income equality. And this is among the bottom 60% of American household earners. I got to follow along with this, people, because this is absolutely fascinating. Fascinating. It is the most comprehensive accounting to date of how taxes and government payments affect income distribution in the United States. His study includes the $1 trillion of annual government spending not currently counted and the U.S. Census Bureau's income distribution tables. What does that include? Medicaid, food stamps, the earned income tax credit, and 85 other federal payments and services. This is along with similar state and local income supplements. The study also subtracts federal, state, and local taxes from individuals' measured income. That is an adjustment that is not contained in the census data. Now, this is what's amazing. The astonishing degree of equality among the bottom 60% of American earners. How did this happen? The explosion of social welfare spending and the economic and wage stagnation during the Obama era. Hardworking, middle income, lower middle income families. That's what I grew up in. Started to realize that their efforts, the hard work, left them little better off than the growing number of recipients of government transfers. The perceived injustice of this equality helped drive the political shift among blue-collar workers, many of whom supported the pro-growth agenda of Donald Trump, despite having voted for Barack Obama in the previous two presidential elections. The numbers are fascinating. The bottom quintile earned 2% for payments. Its share of spendable income rose to 12.9%, six times. The second quintile, their share more than doubled, rising from 7% to 13.9%. The third quintile, the increase was smaller, 12.6% to 15.4%. The fourth quintile share fell from 20.5% to 18.6%, while the top quintile dropped from 57.7% to 39.3% of consumable income. In other words, the top quintile share of earnings was 26 times that of the bottom quintile. But after taxes and transfer payments, its share of spendable income was only three times as much. So the politics of inequality is not working out maybe the way that the left thinks it is. People are saying to themselves, you know, I'm running to stand still. It's like the U2 song. I'm working my tail off. I'm busting my butt. I'm working all of these extra jobs. Well, I know people within my community that are doing next to nothing, and they have it as good as I have it. And that makes me angry. It does. It does. You know, people take a look at that and say, you know what? It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not right. And this is why they voted for Donald Trump. I've utilized Cato Institute studies in the past, and one of my all-time favorite articles that I wrote, one of my most downloaded articles off our site, is the August 2012 article, Drug Pusher, where I take a look at the evidence as it's put in front of me in regards to all the government handouts and giveaways, and basically come to the conclusion that welfare and government handouts and giveaways, they contain the same social pathologies that drug abuse has and what they do to people. And I actually mentioned in the article, I went back to 1935, the State of the Union message from FDR when he was proposing Social Security, unemployment insurance, aid to dependent children, helping the deserving poor. But even FDR put a warning in his State of the Union message for what he was doing. The lessons of history, confirmed by evidence immediately before me, show conclusively that the continued dependence on relief induces a spiritual and moral disintegration fundamentally destructive to the national fiber. To dole out relief in this way, get this, is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit. It is inimical to the dictates of sound policy. It is a violation of the traditions of America. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if a politician, Donald Trump has never said anything, I can't think, this harsh when it comes to handouts and giveaways. This was FDR. He is a supposed left-wing saint saying, wait a second, these handouts and giveaways are bad for you and they're bad for society. Which they are. They are. You want to help people out who are in trouble, but you want to get them off government assistance as well. And what we've managed to do, and once again, it's akin to drug abuse, you get people addicted to it. You get them addicted to it. And it changes fundamentally who they are. It does. As sub-reference, the movie The Matrix. There's a scene in the movie The Matrix when one of the characters, Morpheus, is being tortured by, well, this basically a computer virus that takes the form of a being. And he was explaining to Morpheus that they tried to make The Matrix basically a utopia. No obstacles, no nothing. But it didn't work. Human beings, we're not wired that way. We're not. We need to be overcoming obstacles. We need to be climbing mountains all the time in order to be whole. And I think that kind of makes us unique. And I think it's a neat quality that we have. And we have to do more and more and more to get these people off the couch and back in. But again, it is a fascinating study. Wasn't wealth inequality, it was wealth equality that drove people to Donald Trump. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here on why every citizen of the United States, regardless of their personal ideology, should absolutely love the 10th Amendment. Its words speak directly to each of us across the entire political spectrum. There's a reason our founders sought to limit our federal government. That reason is us, you and me. You've likely heard that the intent of our founders was to provide for the many states to be experiments, incubators, places for great ideas to surface. It's brilliant. Want to live in a progressive, heavy government environment? Maybe a conservative or a libertarian-leaning environment? What provides such freedom in one country, one union of states? You guessed it, a constitutionally limited republic. And so I say, strive to make your state a place you'd love to live. But if there's another, more suiting, don't seek to change or grow our federal government. Move to that state. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers.
Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I got to tie this together. I have some big stories. We're going to get into a little bit of politics and also our debt problem. Actually, the story, when did I see it, was on Thursday. One of the Koch brothers is going to be going after Republicans that went against some of the rescissions that Donald Trump tried to put into place and try to cut down on spending. Here's the numbers, people. It is what it is. Debt as a share of the United States economy is on track to blow through the previous World War II era record within two decades and keep rising from there. Generally assuming no change in current laws, growing budget deficits would push debt held by the public from the current level of 78% of the economy to almost 100% of gross domestic product by 2028. And to 152% of GDP by 2048, that would be the highest in the nation's history by far. By far. And nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. No, I don't want to pay attention to that. No big whoop. No big deal. Eventually, people... You run out of money. You do. You run out of money. Yet, you know, what's fascinating to me, even based upon these numbers, you still have politicians out there that are promising the sun, the moon, the stars. This race in New York, this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 28-year-old, beats one of the most powerful people in the country. Okay, Joe Crowley, 20-year incumbent. 20-year incumbent loses to a socialist. How did she win? Well, free stuff. Free stuff. Universal health care. Universal income. Abolishing ICE. I mean, go right on down the list, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But I happen to be a big fan of The Simpsons. I am. And I did play this tune this past week on the weekly program, so I know it's going to be a rerun. There was an episode of The Simpsons back in 1998. And basically what happened is that Homer made the mistake of insulting his garbage men. And they stopped picking up his garbage. Now, his wife, Marge, pleads, homie, apologize. Write a letter. He doesn't do it. So Marge writes the letter and forges Homer's name. Homer finds out about it, goes down to the sanitation department, and meets with Ray Patterson, who's in charge of the garbage department, was played by Steve Martin in that episode, by the way. And demands his letter back, and Patterson agrees. But Homer gets ticked off and decides that he is going to run for the head of the Springfield Sanitation Department. Now, his campaign gets off on the wrong foot. He's at a U2 concert. He kind of screws up there. But he wins. He wins, and he wins based upon the fact that he is promising everything to the citizens of Springfield. And they had a great little song. that went with this. It's called the Garbage Man Can. Have a listen.
Who can take your trash out? Stomp it down for you. Shake the plastic bag and do the twisty thingy too. The Garbage Man.
Oh, the Garbage Man Can.
The Garbage Man Can, and he does it with a smile and never judges you.
Who can take this diaper?
I don't mind at all.
Who can clean me up before the big policeman's ball? The Garbage Man!
Yes, the Garbage Man can.
The sanitation folks are jolly friendly blokes, courteous and easy going.
They mop up when you're overflowing and tell you when your ass is showing.
Who can?
Who can?
Who can?
Who can?
Garbage Man Can.
Cause he's Homer Simpson Man.
He cleans the world for you.
All right, all right. Basically, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez could have used the same song, giving away other stuff. It's like many politicians do. I promise, I want to give, I want to give. Handouts, handouts, handouts. Yet we just went over our nation's finances, which are terrible. Yeah. Sad shape. Come on, people. You listen to this program on a regular basis. Don't even let me get into entitlements. You know what eventually happened in that episode? That episode actually won an Emmy. Homer ends up bankrupting the Springfield Sanitation Department in 1 month. How he got out of it? He started taking in the garbage from all of our nation's major cities and dumping it into a mine shaft. The garbage eventually explodes all everywhere in the city, and they actually have to move the town of Springfield. Dead explosion, right? More of this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We shall return.
She loves to get her ass in any danger. Wanna love her now, wanna love her now.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Trump will announce his next Supreme Court nominee Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. We're hearing of a phone call that took place between Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the president where Schumer urged Trump to nominate Merrick Garland. Former governor of Arkansas Mike Huckabee says Democrats are going to oppose probably whoever the president picks, but they really shouldn't.
I think it's going to be hard for the Democrats to bring up a justified reason to oppose his candidate. Remember, they may not particularly like the person. They may not agree with how that person may approach the Constitution, because a lot of Democrats think that the Constitution should be interpreted according to the latest contemporary culture.
The 44-year-old Staten Island woman who scaled the Statue of Liberty during a 4th of July protest is due in Manhattan federal court this afternoon. The woman faces federal misdemeanor charges, including trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government functions. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
To believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Every single time I see one of these idiot politicians promising all of these things, all I would ask, and again, why can't journalists ask these questions? Wow, look at her. She's a socialist and she won. How do you plan on paying for all of this stuff? How? I've told the story here on the program. I learned this lesson in sixth grade when I lost the election for the class presidency to a young lady who promised our entire class that we were going to go to Disney World over spring break. Right. I grew up in upstate New York and went to a public school. Was not going to happen. It didn't matter. She won. How do you plan on paying for all of this stuff? How do you plan on paying for universal health care? How do you plan on paying for your free child care? How do you plan on paying for your universal income? Where does the money come from? Medicare, we addressed this last week on the program, is in dire straits and is going under. Now you're going to put everyone on it? People, I'm sorry, you cannot go through life with just your intentions, your good intentions. Doesn't work that way. You have to be thoughtful Oh, but he or she means well, and they want to do more for their people. Well, okay. How about actually putting together a plan? What are you going to do? You're going to eliminate the entire U.S. military? You're going to cut that completely out and divert the funds? What are you going to do? You're going to act like Bane and Batman and just steal from all the rich people out there, take all the stuff, and transfer it? See, I look at people like this like they're morons, like a child. I want. Why can't I? I want to have. Can't I have that? You're like kids. Don't just throw stuff out there. If you've got a plan, you want to do something, show us how. This is solutions-based radio here on the program, people. It is what it is. We're looking for answers. You know, it's funny. And again, I people might find this offensive. Talked about immigration a lot last week on the program. And Donald Trump talks about trying to assimilate people to our society and bring people into this country and get them to become a part of the American fiber. You take a look at this New York 14th District. Encompasses areas in around LaGuardia Airport, College Point, half of a really wealthy area in Malba and Queens, Astoria, New York, which used to be kind of like the Greek town for New York City. The demographics have completely changed. Overwhelmingly Latino. So let me get this straight. We're bringing in people from these socialist countries that have failed from all over the world, and they're coming and living in, many of them living in New York 14. You left the socialist country, and now you've got here, and now you want to turn this country socialist too? How does that make any sense? That'd be a question I would ask. Wait, you left El Salvador, Guatemala, all these various different places, and you want to turn this place socialist too? I think Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez came from Puerto Rico, who just went bankrupt, for crying out loud, for all their socialist nonsense. And you want to do that here too. Is that what you're telling me? Well, Forrest Gump had something to say about that. It's stupid is as stupid does. You know, that was a 1980s film. It was early 80s, I think. It was C. Thomas Howell was in it, Leia Thompson, Red Dawn. Red Dawn. And then they tried to do a remake of Red Dawn. And I think in the remake, the North Koreans invaded, which is about the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. Yeah, North Korea is going to invade. Who's next? Luxembourg? Montenegro? But anyway, the Soviets invade. Remember the beginning of the movie, the kids are sitting in their classroom in their high school and the paratroopers are coming down? Red Dawn? You don't need to invade. Soviets didn't need to invade. You just need to send people across the borders and claim asylum and then start voting. Take over that way. Is what it is. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog at WallStreet.com. Watchdog, WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our white paper on the retirement crisis, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Hey. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with smart shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Please don't talk about
being true. Yes, y'all. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. I got to touch on this because, again, my email box has been flooded. A lot of angry listeners. Not at me. They're angry at me. They're angry at Maxine Waters, and they're angry at the Red Hen restaurant and all of these things that are taking place, and angry at the people chopping the heads off animals and dropping them at Trump staffers' houses. Crazy stuff going on out there. Yeah. Crazy stuff going on out there, but let them talk. Let them do what they do. I mean, as long as they're not hurting anyone, and trust me, these people are now protecting themselves. They are. I can't tell you how bad it must be out there. How crazy the crazies must be getting if Sarah Huckabee Sanders is now getting Secret Service protection. But one of the greatest things, and I'm in the free speech business, one of the greatest things about free speech is it allows you to see who the idiots are. You can watch Maxine Waters make a complete fool out of herself. Let her talk. Keep going, Maxine. Keep going, lefties. There was an article written by a guy actually, Hamilton Nolan. It's a guy who's written op-eds for the New York Times, calling for 1970s-style bombings. Calling for this stuff. I'm kind of used to it. I get threats all the time. Been on the radio for 18 years now. But, yeah, do I think right now that many
people, I don't think it's as big as everyone thinks it is. I think the outright nut jobs out there, I mean, it's a big number, right? Big number. I think 20-30% out there are just far left, and again, they're just got their heads buried in the sand. But I don't think it's as big as everyone thinks it is. And I do think, and I hope, keeping my fingers crossed, that these whack jobs keep talking. The more that they speak, the more that they act out, the more that they do terrible things to other human beings, the greater the chances are for conservatives. I mean, it's bad on all levels. It's bad within journalism. They had a political op-ed. There was an op-ed in Politico about this guy. This guy wrote it. He sat next to Stephen Miller in third grade and talked about how, in this article, talked about Stephen Miller liking to play with glue. Well, yeah, I like to play with glue in sixth grade, too. Remember the rubber cement? And how, I mean, that's showing my age. They wouldn't let kids near rubber cement today. That stuff was probably poisonous. Anyway, I mean, are you kidding me? And trying to look at Stephen Miller, one of Trump's advisors, senior advisor, and try to take him apart based upon a guy, who sat next to him in the third grade? Yeah, something's most certainly wrong with this picture. Again, people, you must embrace free speech, and you're going to have to listen to the nonsense. Listen and smile. And smile, because all they're doing is doing themselves in. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I want to touch on that all-exciting topic of proper asset allocation. Listen. Trust me. Do you understand how difficult it is that you cover these topics and make them fun? And oftentimes, I try to bring in sub-references, Greek mythology, you name it. And in this case, I'm bringing in Greek mythology. I am. And I'm taking the way, 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 way back machine. The early days. Actually, this is before I had the radio show. A column I wrote back in January of 1999. Icarus and the stock market. I was thinking of Icarus this week, taking a look at some of the volatility in the market, the performance of some of the FANG stocks, those tech companies and the leadership that they've had. But the story of Icarus, again, it's a myth about a young boy who receives a pair of magic wings. These wings will allow him to fly like a bird. Now, before Icarus takes off on his first flight, his father warns him not to fly too high. Don't fly too high. Don't fly too close to the sun because your wings are going to catch fire and you're going to crash and die. What does the boy do? Well, he lets the warning go one in ear and out the other ear like most boys do and takes off. Soars higher and higher, pays no attention to the warning. All of a sudden, his wings catch fire and the boy crashes and burns. In 1999, remember, this is January 1999, the tech sector still had room to run. Dot-coms were still flying at that point in time. And I was writing and talking, trying to warn people about what I saw coming down the pike in regards to many of these tech stocks, many of these dot-com companies. Now, again, many of the dot-com companies that were out there, in my opinion, were worthless in the first place. And eventually, we're going to go under. Do I think that the tech leadership and many of the tech companies that are leading today are worthless companies? No, I do not. I do not. But I also believe that you need to snip and you need to cut. I don't know what's going to happen next week, next month, next year with the tech sector. But I do know, as the tech sector continues to rise, I will be selling. I always sell into strength. Which would you rather do? I mean, come on, people. Would you rather sell into strength or would you rather sell into weakness? And what I mean by sell into strength, not meaning liquidating the entire position. But if the tech portion of your portfolio is, let's just throw this out there, supposed to be 12%. And all of a sudden, you take a look, it's now at 20%. I don't care what you think. What I mean by what you think. I think that this is fair. But yeah, Mr. Markowski, but I think the market is going higher. I think these tech stocks have more room to run. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Because you don't know. I may feel that way. I don't know. I may feel that tech stocks have further room to run. But that doesn't mean I'm going to not rebalance my portfolio because I'm going to. So, people, do you understand? This is all about managing risk. You want to take the risk in your portfolio down, and there's nothing wrong with taking profits. So, hey, tech portion of your portfolio has gone from 12 to 20%. You get it back down to 12 by taking profits. And you rotate those assets into another area that might not have done as well. Or you might want to warehouse those profits in some sort of bond fund. There's various different ways you can go about doing it. But this is how you build up your portfolio over time. This is proper portfolio management. This is tending that garden, pulling the weeds, making sure, cutting back when you need to. It's actually a pretty good metaphor right there. You think about it, you get a garden and you've got a certain plant that's growing too much and it's going to overgrow everything else. You have to cut it back. You have to maintain it. This is if you want to maintain a healthy garden. So yes, people, proper asset allocation. Constantly trimming, constantly moving. It's a never set it and forget it situation. Never. Again, was I off in my timing, in my warning back in 1999? Yeah, but not by much. Not by much. I mentioned here on the program, people were so confident during that period of time. That was the worst period of time for my business ever. The worst. People didn't want to listen. They didn't want to snip. I would get phone calls back and portfolios that we had discretion on. You sold it. Why did you sell that? Well, I didn't sell it all. We took some profits. We sold into strength, but it's now higher. Yeah. So? Because everything was going up at that point in time. Everyone all of a sudden became a genius. Until what? Until it stopped. Until it stopped when the music stopped playing and everything started collapsing. Then what? Then what? Those same people, many of whom transferred their accounts out because they supposedly knew more than I did, bought on the way down, averaged down, held on to their positions as the markets collapsed around them. And we talked about that first hour of the program. We were talking about how poorly people have done with their 401ks and their retirements. They've also done really poorly in managing risk and handling the downturns back of 2000 and 2008. And that's been a huge detriment as well. Get your financial plan done the right way, kids. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. I can love you like that. I would make you my world.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. 100in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to North Korea. Now, this will be his third visit to the country. Pompeo is hoping to lay out a timeline for the denuclearization of North Korea. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says what we can expect out of this trip.
Well, I think what Mike Pompeo is going to say is that we made a serious effort to reach out to you, sit down with you, give you all of the trappings of international relevance. And if you betray us, then you need to understand that these consequences